Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening. This is Robert A. Wilson with Cowboy Wisdom, Visionary Vitality, and Cowboy Wisdom Radio. And tonight, I want to talk about limiting beliefs and how the world actually sets challenges up to actually, the challenges we face is our subconscious mind showing us our limiting beliefs. But however, we buy into what society's told us, that challenges are bad, but actually challenges create the harmony to expand your life right now. And it really opens you up to understanding that life expands you in the moment and allows you to live a bigger, bolder way when you stop being into the limitations. And that's what my writings and everything do, because I've learned to write to the image of the dream. And that's where we're afraid. We want the dream, we desire the dream, but we're afraid of the image of the dream. See, the subconscious mind understands the image, but the conscious mind and the roadmap to get there, we do not do, because we stay stuck in the little ways of life. And we really are stuck into what we've known in every book we've read. Actually, probably, unless you use it as a guide, has ingrained the same. And something else that's really starting to awaken me is that corporate America is keeping the money at the top. It goes above corporate America, but I'm really talking about that corporate America has the money and it has it locked up, and because they like to see the there's higher powers up there that want to control the world, and they've been doing it since the Phoenician times or before. But we, the people, have become so ingrained with the mundane that we think anything outside of that's crazy. But are we crazy for trying to live inside the mundane? Or are we crazy for trying to get outside of the mundane? These are individual choices that we all have to look up and make and do and whatever else. So what is it that we're so afraid of in life? And how are we afraid to engage in life because of our limiting beliefs, and we're afraid of being ridiculed, laughed at, and everything else in life, because the world loves to ridicule people that think different and do different and just are different. You know, probably the most strongest people in the world are people that have challenges, like handicapped people. Not, I don't like the word handicapped. They're actually leaders and teachers, because they have to go through every day showing their strength just to be where they're at. But the rest of us, we, and I'm guilty, I ain't gonna lie, and we all make fun of other people because they're different. But how is it the person making fun of somebody else is actually the one living in fear? And how has corporate America actually become the biggest limiting limitation we face, because we're waiting for business to expand the world? And it's really going to come down to the people becoming entrepreneurs. We're doing the reverse of 1900s. In 1900s, 99% of the people were self-employed. Now, the majority of us work for hourly wages, and that is where the fissuring and the expansion is going to take, because the world is so afraid of high wages and prosperity in other people that they stop looking and stop doing anything for the people other than what they do for themselves. We really become enamored with nothing. We can take nothing and make it a mountain. I've been able to do that all my life, but I've really expanded out of that. So how do you think of all the challenges coming and that we have coming? We really stopped dreaming because we're so busy keeping up with doing the same that we can only stay the same and go further down. So how's your life improved over the last 5-10 years? Or has it become a bigger treadmill? And how are we all, I am, I got to admit this, I was scared to invest even though I knew how. Because that was outside of my comfort zone, even though I did start. It's really about us becoming unenamored in our own hammer, quit hammering ourselves for what we should have done. Every time I hear somebody say, or I mean say, this is what I wished I'd have done, well, I'm going to wish for the next thing. Instead, I was too scared to do this, really allows me to diss, I wished I would have done this. And that is a bigger thing. I got to write this down. But see, that's the thing. We're so much in the woulda, shoulda, couldas that we can't move forward. Or we blame somebody for not doing it. And this is something that I really have had to expand into and understand. And I have the perfect book to expand out of this. It's called Fear is My Friend. This is chapter 2 in Fear is My Friend, and it's available at Freedom of Speech Publishing, amazon.com/author/Robert A. Wilson. It's available on my website at cowboy-wisdom.com. Instantaneous freedom. This authorized me to understand fears stem from ingrained figment, egotistically amplified and reek of failed effigies that only appear real because I choose to listen to other erroneous asinine rhetoric and rhetoric that fabricated every action because they wanted to ruin my dreams and went on gossiping to ruin my life by broadcasting their fearful, egotistical, asinine, benign boneheadedness that reeked and creaked with figmented, smug, snooty arrogance. Their asinine rhetoric attempted to ruin another's dreams. They felt good about spewing their lies in society's rumor mill, nattering chatter, cooking with a look of fake and baked smugness that smeared their in-house fear by using blather burping BS, ruining my dream because egotistical maniacs invoked interior selfish terror and engendered all rumors about me to feed their own needy greediness and to soothe their egos because subconsciously they feared me. As they fictitiously thought they bullied me, in reality they terrified themselves by turning loose their own terrorized tyrant, which was ingrained within their animosity and rejected me in jealousy, invoking their four-flusher emotion in frightful emotional remorse. They believed everything in fear based on the fallacies enclosed aching restlessness with their own hearts. Do you see how that opens you up and allows you to feel a better way and to understand that fear is just showing you where the expansion is to transpire. And usually fear is above the true stalwart savviness you encompass because we're afraid of each other. We're afraid to seize our own talents dance in the light of our enlightened bright opening our sensory eyes to see the world whirl in omniific, real, rich, loving discernment. Because we get so caught up in what isn't going on, we forget to pay attention to how good it really is. Especially here in the United States. You know, what would it take for somebody to be in Syria, Egypt, and all them places right now that are going through some major challenges? But the challenges they're going through will enlighten them, but it's the ingrained limiting beliefs is what they're really fighting, because they're fighting. And it's really the ones trying to gain the power to control others is the reason that area. And here's the thing, would them people in that area really understand freedom and really understand how to do this and where to go and what to do? And this is from my book, Flow in the Glow. I'm in the flow of the glow and binds my glorious, lively, omnipotent wisdom to say I won my game of life. And one of the chapters in Flow in the Glow is Sunrise Wise. I am an avant-garde vanguard unbridling my infantry entrepreneur because I am selfishly self-assured. Enduring my visionary voyage into my lionized land of canonized common sense, giving free rein to my astronomical acumen, which sets free my bodacious boldness to ride my mountain reared bronc to burst forth into the wild new frontier of forthright candidness with my innerness to understand that I am blessed when I let go of the stress. To let go of what I know opens me up to say I don't know, and unleashes my flow in the go to glow in gallant, lively, omnipotent willingness to white rot or wrath the rich, regal rapids of my terra incognita, stripping the mask off all my fictitious fears, unrestricts my devout clout. It empowers and sanctions me to live my life in lavish luxury, to strive because I arrive to live my trillionaire triumph in an animated affluence now, because I chose to let go of the troll of control, realizing when I was in control, I was controlled, because I was in the slurry of worry, discouraging my wild-wise frontiersmen to be forthright within my skin as I was overthinking my path of prominence, preeminence and prosperity while following the unheralded herd of being a medicated clone of corporate control, bowing to college medication and computer conditioning, stuck in routine social order. Now I recognize the fact that people who feed the computers are in search of being right, showing the world it's college educated who know, blowing smoke up other people in my caboose. So people rely on corporate deceptions to tie the knot of college education, keeping people weeping in the domination of everybody else knows what's best for all people, as they line their pockets with cash, making a mad dash for the door, saying, I deserve, because I understood it's wave after wave of people that energized my colossal wealth, because I expedited my ideas into financial fruition, because I opened my eyes to my CEO's wife. How does that open you up and make you feel better on the inside and really engage you in your inner states? And see, corporate America is doing what the Fed did in 1929. They're holding the money at the top, and they're really taking away. And, you know, if you look at the federal deficit, it's climbing more every day than income. And we have no money for the debt because there's no money printed for the debt. The debt is interest, and it's owed just like credit card. All that credit card debt, we have no cash for it. So all we're doing is paying interest on interest, and everybody is looking at the yen to move forward. So if people start looking at the yen, who's going to end up in a pretty unsavory way in the end. And this is from the book, I Approve of Me, Sets Me Free, available on my website at cowboy-wisdom.com, freedomofspeechpublishing.com, and my author's page at amazon.com/authors/Robert A. Wilson. Avangard Widom. I am setting free. I am setting free my Avangard Widom, showing the world my wisdom, innovation, and talent that energizes my mammoth money flow to fill my prosperity accounts now and forever in an overflowing way. As I beam my visionary luminosity, buzzing my curious curiosity that honed my heart's heroism, I instantly send massaging messages, paint pictures of magnificent electric Maharashi, of my magnificent electric Maharashi that showcases my statesmanship in disguise, that portrays my awakened soul's smile and ascending my chivalrous chi, expresses my silver-tongued veracity, cutting the ties to the violent communication which untethers my sovereign seer from my fear, introducing the world to a nonviolent communicator, synergizing my soul's serene linguistic walk, intuitively modernizes my daily extravaganza bonanza, delighting my inborn savvy, sworn to calm communication. I unleash my awesome awe, televising my audacious wisdom, energizing my rivers of resolve, ignited my keen-witted risery, unsheathed my Kevlin capiche. To realize success stems from unstaining my stained thoughts, ingrained from childhood tutelage, that when things go awry, it was because I did something wrong, something which was a dimming thought process learned. I turned and learned to approach my life situations with those inbred dreads of people. As I now grasp things, I realize once approached my daily life with a stifling assumption that I had to do it the way everybody else did to avoid being in the line of rigorous ridicule, slowly pilfered my request to embellish my life of lavish abundance, making me feel lesser in blessing my darkening, feeling me lesser in my blessing by darkening my dreams with extreme mockery from society's hypocrisy. My courage to admit my ruthless truth that when I got mad, angry, or frustrated, those feelings tell me I'm insecure in my ability to communicate new in the moment just because I just expanded the universe. I now understand change. I heal, create, and understand transformation. I have expectations to comprehend. Using these words, once kept in a closed box, paradoxes that keep people thinking small, living small, and following what somebody else wrote in a book, hooking people in the mundane, rearranging of furniture in their minds, thinking they are going somewhere. In childhood truth, in cold-blooded truth, I admitted I was basically in the same place from 1998 to 2009 till I began speaking, visualizing, grasping. To expand that is limitless. I am limitless in my innovative energies, triumphantly turning on my emotional powerhouse, enterprising my intra-innovation moves into the mock movie of my mind's eye as a valor galvanizes utopian tenacity and cultivates everyday new astuteness, culminating intuitive temerity, yesing my yearning to discern dapper and boring sassiness, catapulting everyday realness, naturalizing my lordly lure for sure, I dear me to my vanguard path. That's in my book, I Approve of Me, Sets Me Free. How did that open you up? And see, that's the thing about limiting belief. It's actually telling you where the expansion is to transpire, how it's to be done, and the way for you to do it when you start asking the challenges for everything you do. Because we're always going to be encompassed with something. We may not like what we see. We may not like what it is. But it does open enough to see a different way to experience life. So what is it in your limiting beliefs that you think are there because you're afraid to look at them or afraid to understand them? To see everything that happens in life is an expanding situation. And that is something we really, really have to open up to. It's how is life an expanding situation rather than a shrinking, condemning situation. When life really begins anew, we get to play a parvenu new. That really is an engaging situation from deep within ourselves. But the person you really have to engage in and expanding is you, because we have been taught a self-control from the beginning to time to now. And that's really where life is hanging us up and really stopping us from moving forward. And now I want to read from my book, My Visionary I Am. I recognize my fathomless seer within me. Therefore, I see the fathomless seer in new people I encounter in my daily adventures, opening up my curious pioneer in my core scenery, sending forth my valiant voyager to engage the gallant prophet or purest prophetess in a conversation to expand my wisdom by bringing my forthright frontiersman to listen like an Apache tracker on a trail of bandits, because I understand this conversation will unshackle a bond that is stealthily controlling my life experiences. So instantly I choose to listen with my heart speak, with my luminary kernel expressing my savant sagaciousness in the conversation who grasps the genuine guru-ness that the nimble-witted sage is articulating. So I'm listening with focus, envisioning my newborn invention while eavesdropping on the conversation with my emotional astuteness that energizes my state-of-the-art genius to exit the encounter with heart and gutsiness to employ shark attack action on my luminary ideas, boldly running to my enterprising environments to reveal, realize, and experience the conception of my idea into reality, facilitating mega billions into all my accounts, authorizing me to sit on my triumphant throne of envisioned, engaged, expanded, and energized everything that my enterprising utopian needs to profusely experience heaven on earth in a posh, luxurious way. Unfurling my philosophizing wisdom, innovation, love, and laughter by exalting people into seeing the cosmos as a regal, rich exploration. See how that gets into you? Do you see how just by listening, that gets into, bypasses a gatekeeper and allows the subconscious mind to open up and really be different and do different things, and really watches you to unleash that zillionaire zing to see that you can live your desired life in a very easy way when you quit trying to play in society's way. Because society is really trying, isn't there for their own way. They're there to keep you caught up and stuck in the same place. It's unbeknown to people that we all have the same limiting beliefs, just played out in a different way within our scenery, in our scenery. And that's what happens. So how do you play your stuff out in just a different way, in a different scenery. Now I want to read from My Forgive Me, I'm Free, Me and My Posse of Three. Me and my posse of three pray for peace and prosperity as we ride my open range that is free of barbed wire fences. Liberated from boundaries, branding my life's wealth and success that my mavericks roust out. My moneyed up, astute, visionary, energized innovation revolutionizes my canonized kinetic sapience and spurs my dauntless cowboy. Get up and go, ride the winds of the unknown, rope the tornadoes of triumph. With a calf-roping swiftness, hearing frontier breezes in a rancher's luminary lure, says free my posse of three and me to ride astride our 17 hands steely gray studs to run thunderously across the mountain valleys, understanding we are lightning bolt fast when drawing out our six shooters of illuminated insight in the face of the chaos kid. Descending the crooked-nosed villain to the promised land to never ever show his or her face again showcases my mountain-bred heart through a thoroughbred sleek speed, range, horse wrangler-wise, listening as I gallop on my opportunity ranges, engages my mountain man feistiness. See how that opens you up? And see, that's where these help you, these books all help you expand out of your limiting beliefs and are available at Freedom of Speech Publishing, amazon.com/authors/Robert A. Wilson, and my website, cowboy-wisdom.com. And I have something called Dream Sculpting where I help you set your intention on a timeline and do many other things. So when it comes to setting up and doing things, person, you really have to be open to and ready to engage is your own inner sage. Because everything that expands yourself through life is waiting for you in a bold, brighter way. And as we go through life, we start to understand what is going on and how it's done. And where it's at, and what's going on for the world. And as the world moves and turns, how do you turn in wisdom and churn newborn wisdom to flow from deep within you? And that's what Cowboy Wisdom Visionary Vitality is about. It's about engaging your vision and innovative prowess to open up your transcending talent. That's what Cowboy Wisdom Visionary Vitality is all about. So what is it that you're really afraid to engage in? And how are you afraid to engage and move in life forward? So where do you think your potion of emotions come from to expand your bold, omnific, canonized energy? That's what potion means. And that's my new word, and I'm really happy to experience that word and understand it, because life is good to me. And, you know, that's one thing my hypnotherapy, NLP, and all my stuff does. We're going to unbind the subconscious mind to live the divine, to feel free in the flow of the glow of the galvanizing, lively, omnipotent wisdom to experience life in galvanizing gusto. To say, presto, here's my prosperity, my prosperous riches, energized, sumptuous, trend-setting, opulent every day. Because it's up to me to live my life and live my dreams. And now we're down to 20 seconds. I want to thank you for the radio show. And I want to thank all the listeners. Yes, and we'll be here next week, and I'm going to say goodnight.